Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're doing something different. Shale Hail has a weird system. The only way I can get it to record and stream is showing my desktop. I really don't want to show my desktop. So, we're doing it like this. I'll have Shale Hail, of course, on the BitChute and the other site, but other than that, guys, yeah, we really won't be putting Shale Hail up here. So, if you want to check that out, you can check it out on BitChute. It's just literally the way the game was coded. Most RenP games, they just literally let me bring up the... They let me bring up the Windows menu where I can just go ahead and go into OBS and hit start recording and all that, but that one doesn't. It wants me to hit record and all that and stream before I even get the game open because of the way the game is made. It's not great, but that's the way the game is made. So maybe they'll fix it if they've even made any updates. Anyway, enough about that. We're doing How to Fix the Future, and this should be the end of the party. Hey, I've been looking for you everywhere, and you found me. You all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Good. How about we find a place where we can have some privacy, huh? Is the dance floor off limits? Ha ha, especially the dance floor. Let's check one of the rooms. Looks like this one is empty. You have some sort of fetish for dirty places, huh? Ha ha, no. A pole. Interesting. What, want to dance for me? Haha, no, thank you. Why, I'd like to see it. Believe me, you don't. I've already danced my yearly dose on that dance floor. Pole dance is definitely not one of my strengths. I think you're being too modest, Grim. And how do you know if you've never tried? I have never tried it either, but I think I'd be pretty good at it. You think so? Show me. Take your seat then, mister, and remember, no touching. We take the rules in this establishment seriously. Damn. Good start, Kathy. Yeah, you like that? Want to see me get rid of my other clothes? Yeah. Want to see me without these panties, huh? Hell yeah. To see my bare pussy. It's getting so wet for you. But it's too soon, Grim. Let's start slow. Whoa! Don't take your eyes off me, Grim. Why would I? Pick up your jaw, Grim. Ha ha. Wow, that's impressive. Where did she learn to do this? How do you like my ass? It's amazing. You're amazing. It's getting hot in here. It sure is. How about a lap dance, sweetie? Can't say no to that. You're so natural. Do you work here part-time? Haha, of course not. I'm just a little bit drunk. Why, worried your girlfriend might turn out to be a stripper? A girlfriend, huh? Never mind. Let's get back to our lap dance. I'm sure you're already hard. Since the dance floor... Okay. That's what I like to see. Mwah! Put down your pants, sweetie. Pull down. I know it's European. Ukraine. The way it pokes right in my asshole. Does this feel good? Yes it does. You're driving me crazy. Aha, good. God damn. Yeah, you like that friction, don't you? Can you feel my warm hole behind the thin fabric of my thong? Yes, it feels good. Pull my panties down, Grim. God, I want to feel you inside. I can't hold back any longer. Oh, fuck, me too. That is a damn good... Hold on. That is a damn good render. Her face in that scene. Fucking perfect. Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me good. Oh, God. Yes! Fuck, you're so tight and wet. Fuck me on my back. I want to see your face while you fuck me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes! Oh god, I think I'm... Don't stop! Fuck! Did you just come? No, that was this was a distant feeling. But I think this is the closest I've ever been to it. It was amazing. But you've never came before. How do you know what it was? I think I would feel something like it, but much better. It just felt different than usual. I need to drink. Do we have anything here? I think there's a bottle of some moonshine here. This'll do. What's all these games and moonshine? Here you go. Thanks, sweetie. Ah, that's nice. You want some? Sure. How can a dick be so beautiful? I literally get butterflies in my stomach just from looking at him. I have an idea. You like it? I love it. Your feet are beautiful. I actually have a thing for feet. So now I have butterflies in my stomach. Really? Yeah, is it weird? No, not at all. It's interesting. So if I jerk you with my feet, you would explode right away? Let's add a little bit of lube. Who knows, she could be even better. You like how it feels? I didn't know he had a thing for feet. Boy, I bet the feet people are happy now. Good lord, this is the most the feet people have ever gotten. This is amazing. Please don't stop. I have to say, this is really turning me on. Yeah. We did all the scenes. Trust me, we didn't miss nothing. I will give the feet people something, but I hope it doesn't change the game into thinking we're foot fetish people. And then the foot fetish people are like, oh, Grim, you don't know how long I've waited for this moment. I'm gonna come. Come on my feet, sweetie. Yes, cover my feet in your cum. God, it was so hot. I don't know, that's weird to me, but I know the foot people like it, so we're giving you something. There you go. Damn, I love how your hair smells. I love that you love it. Finally. What? All of it. Club, alcohol, rest, sex with you, of course. That's the second time today, I should note. Huh? Yes, thank you. You don't have to thank me for that, silly. I know, it's just thanks anyway. You're so good to be with. How long have you been alone, you know, after your ex left you? Ah, Chloe told you everything. She just mentioned that you've been going through a breakup for quite a while. Let me see, 2 years and a few months. You haven't had anyone for 2 whole years? Don't make that surprised tone, it's not that bad. You got a lot of catching up to do, that's for sure. 2 years, God, I'm sorry, it's just a really long time. I loved her, okay? Getting over a breakup like that is not easy. I didn't want anyone. I just wanted to forget about everything. Now I understand. I'm sorry. The important thing is you've recovered from it and you're moving on with your life. Open yourself up to new things. I was just lucky enough to meet you. I can't even imagine what it would be like if there was only Jacob. I definitely wouldn't be able to bear it all here without you. I'd probably knocked him down right there in my room and wouldn't have even gotten in here. It's cute that you believe that. What do you mean by that? I was there. You were like a clumsy panda. Hey! Ha ha, I said you used to be. Not anymore. Thanks to me, among other things. Yeah, thanks for that too. I have to say you really surprised me today. Really? Why? The way you looked and acted today. Just wow. Yeah, well, sometimes you have to let yourself go, you know? Yeah, and I really liked it. You can do this more often. Aha, noted. Remember I went back in time when we first got here with you? Yeah, I kept forgetting to ask you about that. What was it? Some kind of secret mission I'm not supposed to know about? More like a secret mission that Octavia wasn't supposed to find out about. Really? Now it's getting interesting. Spill it. I just wanted to try to change my past a little bit. It didn't work out. How's that? I went back to your room and used your computer to write a letter to my ancestors. I asked them to move to another city, so my parents wouldn't have to make that long and dangerous journey to Polis. Damn, contaminated land, dust, and storms. I lost my mom on this journey. My dad got a terminal illness, and Jacob and I became infertile. Who knows? Maybe we'll even get cancer in the near future. Shit, Kathy, It's okay, we're luckier than many others. Well, my letter, it doesn't seem to have helped at all. Would you move to another city if you got a letter from someone you didn't know? No, but I explained everything in detail in that letter. Who I am, where I'm from, and what happened. And as proof, I wrote things about them that only I could know. Sorry, you did what? What? You sent an email from my computer detailing all this? Yeah, why? You do realize this is very dangerous, right? Anyone can read that email. Please, Grim, it could be anything. A junkie's fantasies or delusions. No one would believe it, even if they read it. Well, maybe, but it's still not good. It doesn't matter. Nothing has changed when I return. It's a shame, but it was worth a try. Even though Octavia almost kicked me out. Yeah, it's okay. We'll make it right someday. Yeah, someday. Chloe kissed me. I know. What did she tell you? That it was weird and you rejected her. I didn't. She caught me off guard. I didn't think she liked me that way. I panicked. Besides, I instantly thought about you. It's not right. I mean, we are together, right? I don't know what's between us. I really like you, but I'm not sure I'm ready for a serious relationship yet. That's okay. I understand. We don't need to rush. So how do you feel about it? What are you going to do with Chloe? I don't know. Why did she have to just throw all of that on me like that? It's the worst time possible. That's our Chloe. I don't want to hurt her feelings and ruin our relationship because of that. I don't know what to say. And how do you feel about that? Do you jealous? Are you mad at me? No, I'm not. It's okay. I understand everything. Don't worry. Lesbian content enabled. I do not have an issue with that. Good. I'm glad that you are so understanding. Besides, I find lesbian sexy, so haha. I'm not lesbian or bisexual, Grim. It was a mistake. That's it. No, I understand. I'm just saying. Okay. Why are you silent? I don't know. Just thinking. About what? About nothing and everything at the same time. Everything and nothing, huh? Something serious is coming. I feel it, and it scares me. Hey, don't be. We can handle it all. I know what you need. You're gonna be fighting aliens next? Yeah, and what is it? An unforgettable performance of the one and only Mr. Long Dick. Wow. Ha ha ha, good. Yeah, turns you on, huh? Not even a bit. It does, I see everything. Nothing to hide from Mr. Long Dick. Ew, stop, it's dirty. That was funny. See, sex scenes can be funny, too. A lot of people, they get this real weird thing about sex where it's always got to be erotic, it's always got to be hot, it's always got to be serious and professional. It can be funny. You can laugh during sex. A lot of people don't know that. There's a lot of fun you can have with sex. It's not just sex. I think people forget that. Everything all right? Crazy night, not gonna lie. In a good way, I hope? Yes. Well, that's wonderful. BJ, I found your friend. She'll be waiting for you in your room, number 15. Thank you. Wish me luck. Good luck, BJ. Have fun. Someone went on a date, I see. Date is a big word, but sort of. Chloe, please slow down. Fuck off. I don't need a babysitter. Why don't you go take care of BJ? You can hold that whore's hair while she sucks him off. Room number 13, you won't miss it. Ugh, do what you want. Wait, you told BJ number 15, not 13. Oh, it's 13 or 15. I don't know. He'll manage. Chloe, you have one job to ensure this man gets his well-deserved fuck. You're his fuck guardian, Chloe. The fuck are you talking about? It's you who should slow down on drinks, dude. Nah, I'm fine. Gonna go help BJ find the right room. Yeah, go ahead. Hey there, sexy. Wanna do some shots? Hell yeah, Foxy. Let's go. Haven't they had like 40 by now? Daisy, are you with us? I don't... Fuck it. Let's do this. Wow, language professor. Ha ha ha. Alright, room number 15 must be here. BJ? No. Leave! Wow, that is a massive woman. My bad. Jesus, maybe I already found her. It's room number 13. I better knock this time. Come in. All right. Hello? Close the door. I'm looking for... Do you want me to suck it or not? Well, I'm not... Shut up, I'm not here to talk. Look, I'm not the person you're expecting. You're not BJ? No, I'm Grim, his friend. Yeah, I remember you, the guy from the class. Yes, nice to meet you. So, do you still want me to blow you? I just said I'm not BJ. I don't give a fuck, I'm here to suck a dick, do you want it or not? I mean, pull your dick out. But you should suck BJ, not me. Fuck BJ, he's not here. You are here. I want your salty, meaty dick in my mouth. I want to gag on it. I want you to spurt your cum all over my face and down my throat. Well, damn. Now, ain't gonna waste no time with that one, folks. Fuck me, she is crazy. This night is crazy. Are you deaf or what? Pull your fucking dick out now. Wow, holy shit. Chill, you crazy. I'm gonna go find BJ and you'll suck his dick. He needs it more than me. Hurry up then. I'm on drugs and won't stay here any longer. You got 10 minutes. Aren't you getting paid for this? We set the terms here. Payment is already inside me doing its magic, so I don't give a fuck. Damn it, Chloe. Ha ha ha. Grim, what are you doing? What were you doing there? Oh, thank God, I've been looking for you. Chloe mixed up room numbers. Your date is here, in this room, behind me. What is she like? Is she cute or hot? Does she smell good? No, that's stupid. Well, she... Don't say anything. I want to make my own impression. Sure, buddy. Have fun. Hello? She may not be the one for him, but he still needs it. What a crazy day. I'm drained and exhausted. For a moment, I even forgot about where I am and why. This night, it felt like I'd never left my home, my time. You look tired and lonely. How about a private dance, handsome? Maybe another time. As you wish, I'm here every day except Monday. She doesn't do Monday. God, I miss home. How much longer do I have to stay here? And these girls, they drive me crazy. Chloe falling for Kathy? Who would have thought? And Octavia? What is she actually planning? Kathy told me she feels something big is coming. Now that she said it, I can feel it too. I really am tired. We should probably head back to the Citadel. Here you are. I've been looking for you. I just sat to take some rest and have a drink by myself. And to look at the stripper? Guilty. Aha. That's alright. I don't mind. I can't find Chloe. I'm worried about her. Daisy told me she's had a lot of drinks. Can you look for her? Damn, Chloe. Ugh, all right. Thank you. Here you are. Are you feeling all right? I don't, actually. Jeez, Chloe. I know. Why did you drink so much? It was just a kiss, and yes, she rejected you. So what? It's no big deal. It happens to everyone. It's not only kick up that. Sometimes I think I just don't know how to control my thoughts and feelings. That I can't handle real emotions. Maybe I'm really fucked up in my... Maybe I'm really fucked in my brain, Grim. Some mental issues, I don't know. I can overthink everything and find a million ways to doubt myself. And I hate myself for this. I think you're just a stupid girl, that's all. Hey, fuck you. Huh? I'm sorry. That's alright. No, I mean it. I'm often too mean to you. You don't deserve it. That's fine, Chloe. I know that's just how you communicate. Yeah, maybe I'm just being stupid and overreacting. Life should be simple, right? It should be, yes, but it's usually not. Fuck that shit. Yeah, fuck it. Fucking gunshots at the end of the day. Fucking rounds of shots at night. And lots of cum shots in between. Shots and shots and shots. Why did I drink so much? I told you. Hey, Grim. Yes, Chloe? Do you think I'm a good person? Of course you are, silly. I think you're a good person, too. Really, huh? Good to know. I like the way you smell. I like your lips. Chloe, stop it. Why? Don't you want to kiss me? Fuck it. I want, but you're drunk. You're not thinking straight. Wrong, that's exactly how I'm thinking. I've already tried gay, now it's straight time. I don't want you to make a mistake you'll regret later, especially if it ruins our friendship. I don't care, I want to kiss you. Chloe, I really think... Shut up and come here. Chloe! Are you fucking kidding me? Sorry, maybe I really am drunk. Hiccup! Ugh, gross. Come on, it's time to go home. Home? We're going back home? Already? In my room? Not that home, Chloe. Ugh. Oh my. Yep, I guess it's time to go back. I don't feel well. It's getting late and she can't walk back to the Citadel on her own. You guys can all stay at my place for this night. I live close by. You sure we don't want to cause any inconvenience to you? No, it's fine, although I only have one bed. But I guess we can figure something out. Alright, come on, Cupcake. I'll help you. I'm so sorry, Kathy. You have nothing to apologize for, silly. I love you guys. I love you so much. Sorry for everything. All right. Sleep, silly. Sleep well, Cupcake. Does somebody call my name? We're not done yet. Close, but we still got like 8 minutes. Part 3, Anomaly. The quiet ambient of the lab is diluted by the sounds of ventilation and the occasional electric sounds of equipment and computers. Ah. God, I hate this planet. Eve? Yes, ma'am? How long till the analysis completes? Processing. 6 minutes and 45 seconds. Good. God damn, this coffee is cold and tastes like piss. I made it for you more than 12 hours ago, ma'am. I know, Eve. Thank you. Do you want a new one? No, just focus on finishing the analysis. You know I'm an AI, right? I can do multitasking, and it's not like launching a coffee machine takes too much of an effort. Eve. I'm sorry, ma'am. Continuing my main task. But these warm sunlight rays feel nice. Even from the window, it reminds me of Earth. How weird. I've never been on Earth, but it feels like a distant memory. Ma'am, Mike is calling. Sure, put me through. Hi, Mom. Hey, sweetie. How was your day? Fine, I guess. We studied geometry today. Already, huh? Wow, that's fascinating. What did you learn? Fascinating? Mom? For you, maybe. It was like super boring. Haha, okay, sweetie. Can I see you tonight? I miss you. I've barely seen you these past months. Oh, I don't know. I still have work to do. I know. I just really miss you. Hey, but you and Dad can come for a visit this weekend. I'm sure I can manage that. You sure you can't visit us here? You know how I'm scared traveling between colonies. These trucks are like super old and crunchy, and they don't even have enough costumes in them in case of emergency. You're a very observant boy. I'm afraid it's not possible, unless I finish my research by that time, and I'm very close, sweetie. You've been saying this forever, Mom, like since I can remember myself, my whole life. Well, not a whole. You know, maybe I really am, but this time is different. Fine, Mom. My friends are waiting. We're gonna play football in Sector 8. They just recently finished New Field, and it's amazing. Alright, have fun, sweetie. Tell your dad I say hi. She was waiting for a response, but there was only silence on the other side. How long, Eve? Eve? Ma'am, you have to see this. What? On the main screen, ma'am. This is it. No way. Holy fuck, this is it. I found it. Oh God, but... Ma'am, what's wrong? I'm afraid of the conversation that will follow. How's the progress, Dr. Garden? Got anything to impress me with? Initial analysis shows change in the portal structure. We're still studying it and the artifacts to understand what we're dealing with and what caused it. Can you speed things up? Speed up? Are you serious? Humanity's never encountered anything like this before. This tech, this unknown, research could take years. Is that so? You have 2 days. What? Is this a joke? We'll do everything we can, Madam Octavia. Very good. Keep me informed. Actually, yes. I can't shake the thought that Manisha's daughter might have influenced the portal somehow, if we could examine her. No. Absolutely not. I won't let you experiment on my child. If Dr. Garden believes she is useful, we have to pursue it. You understand how critical this mission is, don't you, Manisha? What's at stake for all of us? She's my daughter, dammit! And what do you think Olivia will say about this? I suspect Olivia, like me, cares about results. The end always justifies the means. If I may, Manisha, we won't hurt Rashmi. We just need a full scan, blood samples, and DNA. You saw how the portal reacted when she entered the room. It couldn't be a coincidence. Yes, but I don't like this. It'll be fine, I promise. You can stay with her the whole time. It's no different from a standard medical checkup. Fine, but if anything goes wrong, we stop immediately and I take my daughter out. Is that clear? Of course. Excellent. Start at once and keep me updated. Yes, madam. Fuck me. Ah. Well, that was fun. Shh. Sorry. Did you even catch a wink of sleep last night? Nope. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I need to ask you all to keep quiet about me being at the club with you last night. And just because I had a drink with you doesn't mean I'll go easy on you or treat you differently. I hope that's clear. We get it, Daisy. It's all good. Yeah, don't sweat it. Thank you. God damn! What is it? I love Coatings, but their food's trash compared to this. Even something as simple as fries. Man, these are really, really good. That's all Chang's magic. He's a culinary genius, aren't you, Chang? Oh, please, my lotus flower. You don't need to be a genius to fry potatoes. Any fool with hands can do it. Yeah, but that's the point. They don't have hands. What? Hey, what brings you in so early? Thought mornings weren't your thing. My wife and I have our 30th anniversary coming up, and I'm planning a surprise trip to Oak Hill Lakes. Gotta pull extra shifts to earn enough credits for it. Oh, that's wonderful, Chang. I hear Oak Hill's gorgeous, one of the last places with untouched nature and crystal clear water. Aye, it is. Just want something special for her in her old age. Oh, come on, you're not that old. Man, it's nice to finally have a day off. Yeah! I don't know about you, but I'm spending the whole day in bed. Same. Wanna join me?
What?
Just messing with you, Cupcake. Okay, jeez. I'm out of here. Got plans today. Catch you at the academy. Where's she always running off to? Maybe she's got a boyfriend.
Nah, I doubt it.
Why so? Just, she told me she's not seeing anyone. Huh. How's your face, sweetie?
Hurts a little, but I'm fine, thanks.
Okay. Hope this helps a bit. Actually, it did. Can you do that again? Haha, cheeky boy. I'm heading out too. Barely slept last night. I need a bath and some shut-eye. Perhaps prep for tomorrow's classes. Have a good weekend, everyone. See you in class. Bye, Daisy. Yo, dude, how'd last night go?
Oh, it was alright.
Alright, that's it?
Yeah, it was. Weird. Not what I expected, but I'm glad I did it, though. That's what counts.
Chloe, come on, you gotta eat something.
I can't.
At least try. Just a bite, please? Then we can head home.
Fine. Only because you're asking so nicely, baby girl.
Alright, everyone, and that's where we're gonna end it for now. Things are kinda getting interesting, and while we've had some fun and partied, stuff is getting kinda serious in the game. There might be some major changes coming pretty soon. So, alright, guys, we'll see you next time with more How to Fix the Future here on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.
I am outta here.
Good night, everyone.